Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast on today. And I'm your host today, Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida, along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. We are just honored and privileged and delighted to be doing, amen, the work of God in this part of the body of Christ in Sunshine of Faith. We give honor to the Most High God on today. He is worthy to be praised. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Our kinsman redeemer. Praise God. We bless the Lord for Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives on today. Hallelujah. We honor our great leadership. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries is under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and the Chief Apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. She is the founding pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. And we just bless the Lord for the woman of God and all those that are standing with her in our headquarters church in Baltimore, our assistant pastor, Mary Williams. Thank God for Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. We bless the Lord for Deacon Ty and Prophet Loretta. Amen. Wonderful couple. Amen. And God, we bless the Lord for Brother Thomas and his family. Praise God, his lovely wife. Bless the Lord for Pastor Johnson, for Apostle Terry Ogburn, and the entire Ogburn family, and all the families in Sunshine Number 1, and all that's connected to them through the corporate body of Christ, and the Sunshine of Faith Number 2 campus, Lakeland, Florida. We salute you. God bless you. Thank God for all the parishioners. Amen. All the congregants. Amen. Sunshine Number 2, God bless you real good. We thank God for you. And again, all the body of Christ, all the corporate body of Christ, all the pastors that are standing for Jesus out there, amen. We bless the Lord, amen. And we want to encourage your heart, those that you that are listening to our Blog Talk Radio broadcast on today, to remember October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and appreciate your pastors in God. Let them know that you love them. Pray for them. Pray intently for them. Amen. Our God is intentional, so please pray for your pastors. Amen. We want to take the opportunity to remember in prayer those ones who are going through a time of bereavement. We had, unfortunately, many lives that were lost due to Hurricane Ian as it came through Florida, and many Floridians are just still trying to recuperate and will be for some time. And we want to come alongside like that paraclete, with that paraclete spirit, to come alongside to be that help that these families need in the time of their bereavement, in the time of their rebuilding and cleaning and blessing God together, that they're able to repair the breaches. They're able to just rebuild the things that were torn down and destroyed by Hurricane Ian. And many other states felt unfortunately, some of the destructive power of Ian as a hurricane and as a tropical storm. So we're just praying for everyone and for everyone that's facing storms in your life. Be encouraged today that God is able to do exactly what he said he would do. Amen. He can't fail. Hallelujah. Amen. It's some songwriters that made some beautiful songs talking about God being able. Hallelujah. He is able, and I'm telling you from experience, I'm able to say that he is able to do exactly what he said he would do. Amen. He won't fail. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember that. Be encouraged. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll go into the Word of God for today. Praise God. Father, we thank you for being with us. Our God and our all in all, we thank you for your mighty love toward us. Your love is boundless toward us, and we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you because you're our Savior, you're our King. Hallelujah. You are all in all. You are strong power. Amen. Hallelujah. The righteous run in. Amen. And we're safe there. Hallelujah. In you. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for shedding your blood to pay a debt that you didn't owe, but a debt that we could not pay. Hallelujah. You had no sin, but you became sin for us. And we glorify, we praise you, we thank you for all that you do and all that is yet to come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost, have your way. We thank you for being our comforter, leading us and guiding us into all God's truth. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in the earth with us, and we are not alone. Hallelujah. You have removed the nameplate over our heads, Ichabod. Hallelujah. And replaced it, hallelujah, with amen, Emmanuel. We thank you that, hallelujah, that God is still with us. Amen. And we bless you, God, for feeding the homeless. Amen. The hungry, shelter for the homeless. Amen. And just doing all the wonderful things that you do, touching our lives in such a special way each and every day. We thank you. And God, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We glorify you and praise you. We thank you. We lift up our leaders before you today. Bless Dr. Ogburn, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you. Bless my family, God. My wife, Co-Pastor White, and our children. Amen. And granddaughter, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And just thank you for your beautiful spirit and all that you do to just beautify our lives and make it beautiful through you, through relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. I want to just say some shout outs. Amen. Real briefly. Bless the Lord for our co-pastor and I, our wonderful daughter, she is working diligently with us, amen, to just make the kingdom work in our part of the body of Christ in Sunshine, Lakeland, better, praise God, reach more people to the glory of God for the purpose of ministry and bringing the good news of the gospel to more people. So we bless the Lord for our daughter, Deborah Ashley White, doing just a wonderful job in the area of technology and media for the ministry. Praise God. Such a blessing. Amen. And we just thank God for, again, for each and everyone tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We want to say also that be encouraged. We've been in a series in our ministry on wisdom, praise God, the wisdom of God, amen, so which is the wisdom, the true wisdom, that wisdom that comes from God. And yesterday God gave us a message for the believers to be encouraged that when your situation and circumstances of life are so big to where you can, you're no longer able to walk in the victory that Jesus has won for you, praise God, then you can trust him to work those things out for your good. Hallelujah. When those situations are seem so insurmountable to you, remember the wisdom of God says that you can believe and trust that they're not too big for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to encourage your heart with that. Praise God. And to let you know that the scripture for today really expands on that so beautifully. It tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and from verse 28, it lets us know that it is talking to the beautiful bodies, body of believers of Jesus Christ, amen, in a way that will bring peace to you. In the wisdom of God, it will bring a peace that passes all understanding. It will bring comfort to you. It will empower you and move you from the place where you are, where you may feel oppressed and depressed and captive by circumstances and situations that are beyond your control, beyond your ability to walk in the victory that Jesus has provided for us. Then you can trust him to work it for your good. And many of you know this passage of scripture so well, and unfortunately sometimes it gets misapplied, amen, and not taught correctly, praise God. And we want to endeavor to just share so we can get the proper understanding, so we can get the full impact, hallelujah, of God's love for us through this word, amen, this passage of scripture on today. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. So there it is, laid out for us, laid out for the believer in Jesus Christ, that it states that there is a corporate belief that we have entered into, amen, as we have come into our personal relationship, right relationship with Jesus Christ, right fellowship, amen, with him, amen, our God, hallelujah, God the Son. So then if we are in right relationship with God the Son, he presents us to the Father, amen, because they are not separate, they are one, amen. And then we, amen, receive the comfort of the Spirit of God, amen, the third person of the Godhead, Holy Spirit is there, amen. So as we are in right relationship with Jesus, amen, we receive the power of heaven on our side to move obstacles that are in our way, to change circumstances and situations that they are, hallelujah, even though they were not good, God is able to work them together for our good because we are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we have surrendered ourselves and humbled ourselves to be molded and shapen and empowered to move in the purpose of God, then God will work out these situations, amen, disease and all manner of disease, it's not good, but God can work it together for our good. Have you seen things and situations that were terrible and they were not good, but because that's where you were and because you are his, he stepped into that situation and worked it out and brought out a blessing to where the whole situation was supposed to be destructive to you, to destroy everything concerning you, including you, my God. But God stepped in on time. Hallelujah. Amen. And he worked the situation for your good. my God, because you love God and you are called according to his purpose. Amen. Because it goes on to say, for who he foreknew, he also did predestinate to become conformed to the image of his son. My God, who is the son? Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're being conformed to the image of his son, Jesus. Amen. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. My daughter and I had a discussion about this the other day. Praise God. Amen. And it's so wonderful when we understand, hallelujah, that we can say that Jesus is my big brother. Hallelujah. My God. The king of the universe and everything that's known and unknown and seen and unseen, praise God. Not only my savior and my king, hallelujah, my kinsman redeemer is my big brother, hallelujah, amen. Because he is the firstborn among many brethren, praise God. Now, the second thing that we want to understand that this is a very pointed scripture, hallelujah. Now, get this now, hallelujah, God wants it to be, it can be for everyone, but amen, it's only speaking to a certain group right now, hallelujah, amen. Now, those who love God and who are called according to his purpose, amen, hallelujah. So, amen, and if we, the Bible says that Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. So, now, again, the Lord God wants it, this scripture to be able to apply to everyone, amen, but it is currently speaking to a select group of people, praise God, hallelujah, amen, who have surrendered themselves, amen, who have trusted the word of God and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation, entered into right relationship with him and continue to allow him to cultivate that relationship, and he is their strong tower, their refuge, their fortress. In him they put their trust, praise God. So and because he foreknew them, amen, he predestinated them to be conformed to the image of his son. Talking about the Father, amen, conforming us to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren, and whom, amen. And you know, it tells us that, you know, we're justified through him, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and whom he justified, amen, he glorified, amen, and hallelujah, and he has, amen, sanctified us, praise God, amen, hallelujah. So there is a process, this beautiful process that God takes us through, amen. So in that process of him working the situations of our lives that are sometimes just downright terrible, they're not good, amen. The circumstances of addiction, amen, whatever type it may be, when it comes up in a person's life, amen, it not only affects them, but amen, it affects the people they're connected to, praise God. So, but God, amen, in his infinite wisdom is able to work those things together, praise God, amen. If there's someone there, my God, hallelujah, who loves God and is the called according to his purpose, praise God, he'll work it together for your good, amen, hallelujah. My, there's some of us who are reaping the benefit, amen, of someone, amen, hallelujah, who has endeavored to love God, hallelujah, amen. We are reaping the benefit. There's some of you that are reaping the benefit of God working things together, working them out for the good of them that love him, praise God. There's somebody that you're connected to that loves God enough, that, and they're called according to God's purpose, that you're reaping the benefit, amen, of him working it out for them. My God. And now, what he wants for all of us is for all of us to be enter into that collective body of the we. Amen. Hallelujah. No longer me, no longer I, but we know. Hallelujah. I'm no longer out on that isle of exile, amen, because I am walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. I'm holding on to such a damage that I'd have gotten used to and comfortable with it, praise God. As strange as that may sound, many of us have lived our unfortunately, too long of a time of our lives in that type of situation where we have become comfortable with terrible situations, amen, and not realizing that God can change it all. So, saints of God, be encouraged on today. Remember that Jesus is the reason for every season. Remember that he wants this particular passage of Scripture to be able to apply to everyone. So I would encourage you to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. Believe. The Scripture said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, for your sins, and you, amen, confess that, and then you believe that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So believe on today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you for tuning in for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Again, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founding pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated. I'm Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. And we thank God for you. Remember, you can write to us at Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Please write to us, send your prayer request, send your partnership offering. Amen. Designate if you'd like for it to be go to a particular ministry outreach or to the number one headquarters church or number two, and we will make sure that it is applied properly. Remember this, Jesus loves you, and so do we, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.